with Mr. Martin on this line?
Yes, Shirley.
Thank
Ready,
you.
Sir.
Thank
Dave,
you.
Yes. I'm alone now.
Right.
Well, first of all, I don't know how long this meeting is going on that I'm in.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm not at all sure that it would be a wisdom for the White House to get involved in this sort of thing by a personal meeting. This is a very secure line that I'm on,
yeah,
and if you can talk about it now.
We can't vouch for it right yet.
Oh, yeah, I see.
This is the problem. It isn't just the Pearson Anderson business. It goes much, much beyond this.
I'm sure you understand.
The possibility of seeing you for 5 minutes, I think this is all it would take.
Well, you know, not knowing what it's about, Dave, you can understand the risks of White House involvement in
right.
something of which it is ignorant, and
yes.
In which it has no role,
mm-hmm.
and that's the point.
Yes.
Is there nothing you can go into now?
We have had the phone checked out a few days ago. Let me take a chance on it. The senator's friends have been they've had a private investigator checking out some of the theft of the documents, basically. Very, very solid evidence tying in Jim Boyd and Jack Anderson on a joint Xeroxing operation in the office of Irwin Davidson, a Washington PR man, Sunday weekend of mid-June. There was a secretary, Irwin Davidson's secretary, who was an eyewitness to the operation because they called her in on Sunday when the machine broke down. And her boyfriend, who drove her there, is an auxiliary eyewitness. Got a parking ticket that day when he parked outside the building, so everything's buttoned down tight. Now, apart from this, this gal is has given the investigator a statement, a signed statement, testifying that Anderson also received and Xeroxed the copy of the Vivace file, a copy of the Vivace file, which he received from the Justice Department. And she knows who delivered it.
Hmm.
Now, this gal was up in New York voluntarily with the investigator for a period of time. He was in touch with the Bureau in New York. She's now come back to Washington, as far as we know. The investigator turned her over to the Bureau yesterday. The investigator's impression from his conversations with the Bureau was that the Bureau felt she should be held as a material witness. Yes, should be held as a material witness, but he got the impression that the Bureau agreed with this, but they couldn't get authorization from the Attorney General. The Senator has information. This girl believes, and I think there's auxiliary information from another source, that the Vivace file was sold to the underworld.
Hmm.
And she also spoke about documents and reports, apparently. Running to many thousands of pages coming from many government offices. Apparently, Davidson and Jack Anderson used to share an office, and Anderson is now upstairs or downstairs in the same building, but he still has switchboard facilities. His switchboards operate, I understand, through Davidson's office, and he still has access to the office and access to the Xerox machine, and he's done all the Xeroxing of government offices, of government documents on Irwin Davidson's machine.
Do you want, is that it?
That's it.
Do you want?
The senator was very disturbed the senator was very disturbed over the information that the attorney general wasn't prepared to hold this gal as a material witness because before she left Washington, by the way, she was getting threatening calls. She absolutely panicked, and the investigator thought the best thing to do was to fly her up to New York. The threatening calls may have come from Pearson Anderson. They may have come from some of the underworld characters who are interested in the Valachi file.
Has the senator talked to the attorney general?
No, he didn't have an opportunity to talk to the attorney general before he took off for Connecticut today. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's the information, huh?
Yeah, and the senator was particularly worried about it because the entire Pearson-Anderson story is it's getting into the press by leaps and bounds, and there are at least half a dozen witnesses, direct and indirect, to the Irwin Davidson Jack Anderson tie-up, and this gal herself is prone to be loose-mouthed. There's a serious danger that the entire story will be out in the press shortly.
Okay, Dave. Thank you for calling.
I mean, it would be easier to control if the girl were in custody, but she's not.
Okay, and we have the number where you are.
Well, I'm at the senator's at the moment, but I'll be going home shortly.
All right.
Let me give you my home number, Bill.
All right.
262-2676.
262-2676.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.